This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient name. William O'Brien, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-O-B-R-I-E-N. Date of birth 11/26/1963. Date of appointment April 16, 2026. Requesting physician Karuna Narala, K A R U N A N A R A L A M D. Dear Dr. Narala, I have the pleasure of seeing William O'Brien today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 62-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who fell and fractured 9th and 10th rib on the left side. Below the fracture on the back, he has a pain. He fell backward on the rock with head and body. He went to the Nathan Latour Hospital emergency room where CT of the head was done, which was negative. X-ray of the right shoulder and X-ray of the spine was negative. He is having numbness, tingling on the left side of the lower upper back. He has a nerve sensitivity like an electric shock. He has a history of right thoracic nerve impingement. It paralyzed his diaphragm. He is having numbness, tingling in the legs, back pain, having leg pain, no leg pain, no weakness, hands are weak and numb, no neck pain. Past medical history. Coronary artery disease. Sleep apnea. Chronic kidney disease, stage 2. Enlarged prostate. Erectile dysfunction, depression, GERD, hypertension, diabetes, mellitus, neuropathy, hyperlipidemia, chronic migraine, past surgical history, cholecystectomy, appendectomy, Nissen fundoplication, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, albuterol, aspirin, cyclobenzaprine, diltiazem, ertugliflozine, fluticasone, gabapentin, hydrocodone, insulin, aspart, lentus, lipase, protease, amylase, lisinopril, pantoprazole, rizobestatin, semaglutide, tadalafil, abrogipant, venlafaxine. Socialisti does not smoke cigarette, occasionally drink alcohol, is disabled, is married, live with his wife, does not have any children, family history, mother, deceased, father deceased, a stomach cancer, mother has a liver problem, one sister with diabetes and thyroid problem, one brother with diabetes and thyroid problem. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having headache, anxiety, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain, impotence, physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, sound, bowel sound present. Next apple, there is no carotid pruri, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema, neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. Speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no peroneator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 545. Deep tender reflexes, upper extremity 2 over 4, lower extremity 1 over 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed decreased vibratory sensation on the left foot. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive, assessment and plan, 62-year-old right-handed Caucasian man, whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number 2, gait ataxia. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order MRI of the LS spine and EMG of the upper and lower extremities. His back area of numbness is due to the trauma to the spinal cord or the spinal nerve. It can be due to neuropathy, due to diabetes. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office when all these tests will be done.